وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sheikh Kazem Ali.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani laynu rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim wa bihi nasta'in wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajhum. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program for humanity, and today's topic is human rights. In our last session, we discussed about the major flaw in the Western standards of human rights, and we compared it with the standards of the Islamic human rights. And we mentioned that the major flaws that exist in the Western approach of human rights is that it is man-made and it is focused on material world. It also lacks the ability to address all the needs of man, like the spiritual needs. And it is manipulated to benefit them by promoting liberalism and materialism, and is being used for political purposes, for implementing sanctions and building pressures on nations to submit to their will. While if we look at the Islamic human rights system, the fundamental element that differentiates the Islamic rights system from the Western rights system is that the human rights defined in Islam are divine. Why are they divine? Because they have been prescribed by an infinite entity who is infinitely knowledgeable, infinitely wise, and infinitely just. And these are focused on material and metaphysical world. Therefore, the human rights that we are talking about in the parameters of Islam are not just focused on the body of the human beings, and not just the material world of the human beings, but also focused on the metaphysical world, that is the world hereafter for the human being. So it addresses the needs of the physical being and the spiritual being. And they are truly universal, and they apply to all human beings across the globe, all the time, all the places, all the locations. It doesn't matter what nationality you come from. And the most important element about the human rights that are based on the Islamic parameters is that there is no personal benefit for the one who prescribed it. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether I follow the human rights or I don't follow it, there is no benefit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greater advantage is that since He is the creator of mankind, He understands the man completely. He understands all the needs of man, physical, spiritual, conscious-based, psychological, he knows what are the right human rights that should be prescribed for a human being, because he's the creator and he has the comprehensive understanding of man. Therefore he has a better understanding and can make better human rights for human beings. Now, the Western world claims that the human rights that they have are more human-centric. They're more focused on human. The core center of the human rights is human beings, while Islam is more human-centric than any other religion on the entity of the... They claim that the human rights that are prescribed by them are more human-centric, while the human rights prescribed by Islam are more human-centric than any other religion or entity on the face of earth. How do we say that? Because when we look at Islam, Islam says that man is ashraful makhlukat.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at English Radio at irib.ir.
Islam truly treats all men equal, and Islam says that man has been given the ability to rise to greater heights and calls him the Ashraful Makhlukat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, look, we created everything for man, and the purpose of everything that we have created in the universe is at the disposal of man, so that the man can use it to attain kamal, to attain saadat, to attain the greater benefit of the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not just the world, but the heavens are for the man. The rivers that flow in the heavens are for man. The dates and the olives and the pomegranates and the hoors, everything is for man. So man is the core center of Islam. And the fundamental element that is expected of man is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we clearly understand that Western approach promotes materialism, and that leads to chaos. Why do we say that? Because they tell us that you are free to do things. You have your rights to follow anything you want to do. However, they come around and tell us that if you want to feel important, only this is the car that is going to make you look important. Only this brand of clothes are good, and they are going to make you look important. Only if you have 100,000 likes on your Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, that is when you are important, else you are worthless. And hence, we clearly understand that they, on one hand, say that our approach is focused on human, and humans are free to choose. On the other hand, they have very specific definition and description of what man can choose and what man cannot choose, what makes man important and what makes man worthless and unimportant. And this leads to greed, hoarding, accumulation, scarcity, and chaos in the community. You can see that in the Western world, even though they talk about human rights at universal level, there's only 1% of the population that has accumulated all the wealth in the world, and the rest of the 99% population is still struggling for fulfilling their basic needs. And you see that these are the ones who manipulate the third world countries for their own benefit, to fill their pockets, to earn their wealth and make billions of dollars. And then they are the ones who raise the flag of humanity and human rights and anthropology and go around saying that we are the ones who are doing social service and other countries are not. Therefore, our human rights system is better, whereas we see that it is only for their own personal benefit. Inshallah, we will continue in the next session. Next session would be our last session on human rights. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi tayyabin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, we hope you enjoyed the program For Humanity. If you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
O mountains of Mecca, you were there when the Prophet Muhammad climbed down in despair. Engraved in his heart were the words of his Lord. To all of mankind, this was his call. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. O people, praise only Allah, glorify Allah. Of Mecca, bear witness that I to the oneness of Allah do I testify. For all that He's given me, how can I deny? My purpose in life should be only to cry. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah. Muhammad is his messenger.